I would already like to take a little break.
Yeah, let's. Let's
take a little break. Here's a message from our sponsors.
We'll see you next month, and hopefully you're still around. You haven't died yet.
Please, please don't.
Whoever's don't listening pass to away. This,
and if you do give us you. Coordinates to your grave and wear something nice like gold, I hope you die. Our Patreon members, when you die, I hope you die with your gold on, and we get to dig the graves up and retrieve.
Here's what you do. You put on toe rings that are way too tight so that when you die, they can't pry them off you no matter how hard they try, and eventually they'll give up.
I picture you got those like Keith Richard knuckles with the rings.
Yeah, just heinous.
It's me ring. Me boy ring from me boy. From me, we did me boy time in the boy army, whatever. They probably do a boy army, and I'm going to guess in England they do a boy, some sort of erotic child army.
Yeah, for sure. The you know, the more messed up your teeth are, the more sexy they find them. Yeah. So something's really wrong with your knuckles.
It's like a Sir Lancelot thing. It's like the one person that can open the lock, but it's like, but instead of like a key, it's you put they put their teeth.
They bite into
it. It's like oh, it's perfectly 5 centimeters. You know, to the left, and your one of your molars is missing, and that works. And it chomps.
Front tooth is sideways.
Opens the, you know, the I would say the Arch of the Covenant, at least, or the Shroud of Turin, I would hope.
Yeah, well, one of the two, or maybe some Dead Sea Scrolls or something.
Yeah, Ted Kaczynski's, and I'm sorry.
You was just going to say, you put your toe rings on the, you know, like the coroner or whoever gives up. They're like disgusted probably. And so they're going to be like, fuck it. We'll bury them. And then that's where we come in, you know, from the shroud of darkness.
We're in there.
We don't care. Well, I'll
you see us as you pull up to the corridor. We're there in the parking lot smoking,
peeking through the window.
Eating
it's like a
dogs.
Basement window. Yep.
You feel that today. We'll be in there right afterwards and we'll be rooting around.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So plan ahead. If you feel like you could barely cram a toe ring on now, do it. And so then when your knuckles swell,
and we like the knuckles swell. Don't get that's the thing. It's like, oh no, I'll make them loose for them. No, we like to be able to. We love to see it. We love to experience it.
I like a challenge. I just think aesthetically, you know, beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
Oi,
basically.
Me finger hurts. Why does me finger? Oi, my finger hurts. You know, and it's like, what? And the doctor like peels back some of the flabs of the knuckle and it reveals a ring. It's like, well, there's a ring from your boy times. From your childhood.
Your skin
when you were
it
in the child
it.
Army. When you were in the erotic child army.
Yeah.
British erotic child army. You got to go. It's a tantric. You got to go. And I would do it on the grounds of the Prince Albert's castle.
King,
I'm assuming
King
has
Charles.
Castle.
Go to King Charles' house. It's the king now. His,
Prince
his
Albert
sausage
has
fingers.
The Shroud of Turin.
they had it fashioned into a scepter that he could wave around it at poor people.
Right.
For fun.
Did you, I mean, I'm assuming you watch, I stayed up all night. I didn't go to sleep, but I watched the coronation and I enjoyed
it. Oh yeah, I took notes. You know, I recorded it. I've been watching it slow motion, backwards, in reverse.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of fun to watch in reverse.
Not only did I record it on the computer, but I also had a video camera pointed at the TV and I recorded that too.
A VHS
right.
camcorder.
Woke my family up at, you know, 6 a.m.,
I kind of zooming in on King Charles sausage fingers as he like push fiddles fingers. With
just like when he that one is my favorite where it looks like he's like here's a ring, mate. Where's a giant ring you're gonna wear? And he's just like, oh, and he moves his little middle finger and just gives it just rubs it and then goes back. Like, oh, and you know all the like the you know the ruby stolen from.
Yeah,
whatever.
Wherever, all over the place,
just
all that
so
good
creepy.
Stuff. They deserved it. They earned
strange.
It.
It's so strange we do that, that we love it. We say we could, it's tradition. We have to, we can't, like, we get these people that are just like living off of everybody else for absolutely no reason except for that. Just, yeah, they're just inbred weirdos.
It is. Does it feel like people care more now? Like the whole, like, all the drama around the Royals. Like, I feel like there was people a period of time.
One dude, because he split. He's like, you guys are racist because my wife, you know.
My wife. He's a wife guy. But I feel like before him, like, no one, you didn't really hear about this stuff so much. And then all of a sudden it was like, I'd be like, look at the news. And it'd be like, the latest on the Royals. And I would, you know, like.
Yeah, well, you mean since the Queen died or what?
Yeah, I don't know. Just like, I just feel like punk something shifted, man, culturally.
Sex Pistols, man. God save the Queen. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah. Telling it. I've no telling idea. Like it is.
Go away, mate. Listen to me, mate. When I take a piss, you can hear it. Let me tell you. They're always talking about that. Talking about how loud they can pee. Listen.
British people.
You hear that? You ever pee next to a man, they always talk about it.
Yeah. Classic. It's that's toxic masculinity is when men brag and make other men feel bad because they pee too quietly.
Ultimate alpha move is to
while
you're peeing next to another man and you have noise like construction worker headphones. And you put them and you put them on the person next to you as you're both peeing, and then when they look at you, you wink. You know what I mean?
Bring a man to tears, but with how loud your stream hits the bowl.
Or you have like a little meter that
noise meter.
DP tells you the DBs.
Like yeah, bitch.
You pointed at your stream and then you pointed at theirs and then you shake your head.
Like, no. Pathetic.
You put your finger on their mouth like shh.
Yep. Yeah. Go home. You might as well be.
You go.
They'll be sterile.
Not as loud. And you just no. You walk away. No.
Nope. And then there's all the black market stuff. You go to Brazil to get your stream louder. The surgeries.
Yeah. Where they put the motor in there, yeah, it's like a little mill, and it mills, it pulls your urine from your bladder into your urethra and pushes it out.
If you, like, had, like, a little air pump, you know, remember, like, the Nikes that had the little pumper in the tongue, you know, so you could, like, you'd be like, you would put that, like, on a little pouch, pump up, it's like, blow up your bladder like a balloon, so you'd be kind of bloated. And then as soon as you let loose, like, all that pressure, it just, it's like a rocket ship.
Yeah. And so you're staring at the guy next to you right in the eyes and with your right hand, you have like one of those old fashioned, like,
like a squeeze, like
where they'd give you blood pressure.
Testing your blood pressure.
Like that, and you're just going, sugar, and you're just like slightly moving at every squeeze. And just the loud sounds that would be coming, emanating. Blasting the doctor would hear. The doctor would hear from the other room. The doctor would come in and congratulate you, give you an honorary
certificate.
Certificate.
Yeah, you get like a
can
a
doctors
placard.
Give honorary doctorates? They should be able
a doctor to. Can give a certificate. A certificate can give a doctorate.
Right.
So, I think
that must be nice.
Free doctorate. Get an honorary degree.
Right.
That's something I'll never get.
I mean, probably. I think at least in the US it should be, you should be able to get more specialized quicker and teach people things on a very specialized level. Kind of like they do in other countries, and you don't have to go through as much school, but you basically just know your thing, you know?
Yeah, like, I'm a fingernail guy. That's it.
Right.
Like, I'm just going to spend a few months, read a couple books, the ABCs of nails, and fifth edition, and then take a couple notes, do a little test.
Right.
Let me loose. I'll take care of it. I'll help you grow your fingernails really long so they curl around into a coil and you can't grasp things on your own anymore.
You just go around measuring them and you just pat them on the back. You're doing good.
Good job. This curl is looking really good. I love the look of this curl.
It's just, I would imagine you would be driving around with buckets, vats of lotion and things like that. Mm-hmm. Sloshing around so people could hear you.
You want the nail to be brittle because that's just aesthetically pleasing, but you don't want it to be too brittle because then it'll break.
You want the tops to be brittle. So they shard, it's all or nothing. The tops are like glass. And when they come out, it's like fiberglass and they get into your lungs. You know, they purposely get into your skin and itch, make you realize itching. How beautiful those nails are. And that's the point.
Yeah. You want to leave a little bit of you wherever you go.
Yeah. But then the bottoms are all, you know, they've been lotioned and they will not break.
They're like lacquered.
I'm just reading from marble. From the sheet now.
That's the ideal. That is, and you need a nail specialist to help you get there. This isn't the type of thing that you can just do on your own. You could Google it, sure. You go to WebMD, but if you really want to do it right, you got to hire a guy.
I would do specifically. I would do a home. I would do a roving dialysis, but not for people who had kidney stuff, but for pleasure, like sort of kinetic eroticism, that kind of a thing.
Yeah, I mean, who can say? Maybe getting kidney dialysis actually feels really good to your body because you're kind of like given a little break,
right?
To your organs.
Imagine
you don't
have
to do so much.
You could have a service where you go over to my house, and you know, it's just me. Maybe sometimes I have my 10-year-old daughter helping. We put you into an iron lung and dialysis, and so
just
you're
relax.
Not using your kidneys or lungs, and you just. And we just make eye contact.
Yeah, you're kind of in a state of paralysis, so you can't.
Just pleasure.
You actually
just
can't move your eyes.
I mean, that must be a really weird feeling. Think about it, to not have to use your lungs. That would be a really odd feeling.
Yeah, it's like a unique experience that people will pay top dollar for.
We can offer it to you as Heavy Breather for unlimited times a month for $29.99.
I feel like this is something you'd go to like Dubai and get that.
You know, I want to have
one of these weird mega malls.
It's like, what's in here? It's like, what's this warehouse? And it's just like you look and it's just like 200 people. Like just all in iron lungs, just
as
like
far as the eye can see,
with like people with like white lab coats roaming around.
Yeah, roaming around, checking things off on their clipboards.
Well, who's your longest? Well, we got Terry over here. No way, it's Carl. Carl's been here for 3 months.
It's going strong. He's
limits
just been
five.
Groaning
you gotta
in
get
pleasure.
Out of there at five. You know, five, and then you start. You're you know. It's not good for you, I would imagine.
Yeah, bed sores start. I don't know how long it takes for bed sores to come in, but you got to be careful. That's what I always say. Watch out for the bed sores.
Right. I mean, I picture that ours would be top of the line and they would be hanging, you know, like sort of like suspended over something, and they would be, you know, because you'd still have to defecate and stuff, so you would defecate.
True.
So you'd be hanging over vats, and there would be fish, and you'd be defecating, and the fish would be
into,
or a farm animal like some sheep. I don't know, whatever eats human feces. I'm sure lots of animals.
Yeah, is this like what permaculture
utopia
is?
I don't know if you ever heard of this.
It's like self-sustaining.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's what.
What if?
What?
Well, I was just gonna say, what if you put people like on like a, I don't know, what's it called? Like when you go to 7-Eleven and the hot dogs are on the little rollers, but you could put a person on that and they're just kind of constantly in motion, and that might help with the bed sores. You kind of keep them rolling around.
Oh yeah. That's a good idea.
Just an idea. Just I had off the top of my dome.
Or we would do it in Nebraska, and we'd have to hire children, and they would be constantly giving little massages to your
body. Little fingers.
you know.
Yeah, where are the child labor laws going to be the most lax?
Nebraska, that's where it's lax. Like, kids are getting chemical burns inside of slaughter. Their kids are working in the slaughterhouse.
Okay. Well, what does it take to open a slaughterhouse? Like, if you and I,
apparently,
entrepreneurs, they say, hey, we got a vision. I want to kill some animals.
Slaughterhouse license is $100. I looked it up. It's not that much. We could do it. And, you know, and you get all kinds of tax exempt stuff, and they really get you. They're like, look, you know, there are lots of bonuses and incentives to start a slaughterhouse, you know?
Yeah. The more children, the better. You know, they got to put these kids to work. If they're in the slaughterhouse, they're not in school. You know, the state is spending all this money on teachers, and you know, teachers think that they deserve a salary. But if there's no kids, no teacher.
Yeah, the corporation gets a kickback if the kids work. You know, it's like, oh, you're also a school, and we'll give you tax exemption.
You just put like some TVs with like YouTube kids education content on as they're.
Just like,
you know, they're putting bolts in the cow's heads or whatever.
Just Nickelodeon blasting on like 15, like 100 small TVs all over the
place. Get your education. You're learning. 90s
Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
Is Nickelodeon still a thing? Marius.
What was the show with the.
You can't do that on television.
Yeah, it splattered the guy, and there's the
the British guy, come here, you. We will get you. Right? It's a British guy.
There's the cafeteria guy whose name is Barf. Right?
Oh no, I never saw it. It was my sister watched it. I'm too old for it.
There's a guy named Barf on there.
What did I watch? I watched What's Happening. You know, I watched.
You watched Taxi.
It watched Taxi. After school is always What's Happening and Different Strokes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was like, I remember, on all the time. At night, Taxi and Hill Street Blues was at the end. It was like, all right. And then, you could wait at the weekends, and it would be Young Ones and 120 Minutes and what's the other one? Monty Python, all in a row. It was 120 Minutes, Young Ones, Monty Python. I would last halfway through Monty Python, you know, because it would be like, you know, one.
Yeah, fish. You're trying to stay up, absorb the culture.
You absorbed it.
Trying to absorb it. Doing your best, but you're just a boy.
I learned mostly everything I know from Young Ones and, you know, that kind of stuff. Different Strokes. Look, Different Strokes and... what's the other one? There's another one that I watched. I don't know. I can't remember. Who cares? Doesn't matter.
Who cares? We're all going to die. Bottom line.
Nope. It just doesn't matter. No one cares what anyone says. Hey, next time you go to a party or talk to somebody, just watch them. All they're doing is they just can't wait for you to stop talking so that they can say their thing. You know what I mean? Seriously, look at it. And they're just like, I have no idea. And I don't care what you're saying.
My thing.
You don't even have to be on drugs for it.
Yeah. Let me tell you about my band or whatever.
Well, wow, what a story. That reminds me of my story of the same thing, but a few more details. Right?
Yep. Not us, though. We when we are present, it's an honor to everyone there because we're adding, you know, the perspective on life, you know, that we...
Right. People come to us, you know.
Yeah, the things that we know and we've learned and experienced in our storied, you know...
Yeah, we're like the old man careers. In the village type of thing. People come and they ask us advice. They want to know...
Please tell me.
Yeah.
You know,
we do yoga, one-on-one yoga sessions. Marius does a special one-on-one tantric.
Just you and me, door locks.
It's also a little bit of rebirthing in that part sometimes. Marius is the best rebirther I've ever experienced.
People say that anyone can rebirth do a rebirthing, but it takes skill. It's like, even just the tarp you choose, you want one that the... You know, the oil and the Vaseline's gonna stick to it correctly, it's going to have the right.
Marius does a viscosity. I would say it's a tough love, but it's but it's like compassionate too. There's a compassion involved.
No one says that giving birth is easy, and that's, you can say the same about rebirthing.
And what in our rebirthing school, you, because when you are born and when you die, there's the DMT aspect, the DMT element to it. So as you're rebirthing, you know, Marius has got you in that sleeping bag, and you're in there confused, you know,
slightly, writhing around,
slightly, you know. And then all of a sudden my hand starts going into your mouth and I'm putting DMT into you. So you can experience the real experience of being birthed.
Is that what happens? Do you get like, does the DMT go out of you?
To be honest, somebody just said this to me the other day and I was like,
sounds right.
I was like, yeah, that's, it makes sense to me.
Hell yeah, man. It's like Terrence, the circle of life.
Terrence Malick.
Terrence McKenna.
You know, I don't know. Yep. It seems right to me. It
seems right.
Totally. Didn't he talk about it? Didn't Terrence McKenna talk about it? Maybe not. Maybe not that specifically.
He talked about
Terrence McKenna. That's like when you meet somebody and you're like, oh, their name is pronounced like the guy from Fugazi.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, you know, I was like, oh, guy. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm from the Midwest, man. I don't know what French people, they don't allow them there. You never see French people in Chicago. They don't like that. No. City is dirty. It's disgusting.
Yeah. But Midwest.
But, you know, so, and then people are like, oh no, it's Guy. To say, you know, I don't know.
Yep. I remember when I learned it was pronounced Guy. Heartbreaking moment. You know, it's like when you find out your heroes are just people.
They're people. Sweaty,
what are you gonna
oily,
do?
Nervous, failing people, you know, failing.
Just like us.
Just like us.
And on that note, should we come back to fail another day?
Yeah, I got a bit on a couple of things. Not for a couple minutes, but I should probably get to it and, you know, start trying to sell the stuff and bid, do some bidding.
Try and get some those iron, discount iron lungs, gently used.
Wheeling and dealing.
Yo, do you think you can buy medical equipment like in an auction?
On eBay?
Yeah, or just anywhere. Yeah. Like maybe there's like a special medical.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's like a thing now. It's like people are really starting to accessorize with it, you know, in their houses. And you'll see, you know, in a dining room now, you'll see, you know, like it'll be chaise lounge, but then you might see a gynecological table, seat.
Some stirrups. And they're like, hey, go ahead, put your feet up.
We're like, oh, what's this? This is a beautiful... Wow, this is a beautiful metal tub you have here, wash tub. And it's like, oh yes, this was to clean the livers after they were taken out of the body, specifically for that.
You know, it's a special liver tub. They thought the stainless steel helped preserve the viscosity, the density of the liver meat.
Anyway.
Anywho.
See you next week.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.